Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. This is Nathan out of Orangeburg, South Carolina. I'm looking for the... Oh, there he is. I just saw him. He just popped in. That Bone Crusher is on the line. You got Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob been on the line a long time here. So we're going to get started with the show. We're going to go ahead and bring the Bone Crusher in and thank Dr. Bob for calling in about 5 minutes before the show. Me and him had a nice talk. We don't understand this meter yet, but it's working real good for us. So we're going to thank him. Bone Crusher is out there. Did I see you?
Good evening, everyone. This is James Bone Crusher Smith live in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. I'm very excited to be here. And welcome everyone that's on the call tonight. Thank you very much, Pastor Nathan Hill, for giving us this opportunity to be on the call each and every Friday night at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. We are excited. A lot of great things happening. I want to say hello to, I think my sponsor is out there, Ms. Washington. I think about Ms. Washington. I remember how she kept emailing me and asking me, did I ever heard of cryptocurrency? And I said, no, I'm busy. Please give me a break. And I'm glad that she did not give me a break. She just kept calling and I call it pestering, but welcome, Ms. Beverly Washington. Thank you for being a true friend of mine for many, many years. And I'm going to give you an opportunity. I know you have other things to do tonight, but we want to give you a chance to come on and give you a testimony. Ms. Beverly Washington.
Thank you, Beverly.
Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, awesome. Well, yeah, I'm so excited to be on this call. I look forward to it every week, you know, to fellowship, to be able to share this great information with people, hopefully worldwide. Yeah, my son has an event tonight that I'm going to, so I'm pretty excited. I'm a proud mommy. Yes, what I found, in order for the heavyweight champion in the world, you have to be consistent, you have to be persistent, and you just have to be just constantly doing the same thing over and over to get better and get stronger. So I basically learned from the best. You know, if you want something bad enough, you got to keep going for it. You got to fight for it. You know, do whatever you got to do to make it happen. And when I was introduced to this opportunity almost a year ago, digital currency, I had no clue about it. I know a tiny bit as far as the understanding of the word Bitcoin, but that's about as much as I knew. So I basically dived into it. I put some money into it because it made sense to me. I put some skin in the game. And I'm super excited that I did because I've been able to, a short period of time, my money has increased beautifully. And that's what really got the heavyweight champion's attention. When I said, hey, my money has doubled, I don't understand it, but all I know is I had this amount in, and now I have this amount in. It's doubled without me having to recruit anybody. I really, really like that. There is an opportunity, whether you want to share this with other people or you just want to keep it to yourself. Either way, you're going to win. It's a win-win situation all the time. But I'm a believer that something that's really wonderful is mandatory to share with other people.
Wow.
I don't want to be the only rich person around, you know. I want my friends to be rich, too. You know? And so we have everything in place for you to win. We have live conference calls many times through the day. We have wonderful webinars. The Heavyweight Champion and Dr. Bob are doing Tuesday's event in South Carolina, so that's fantastic. And we're having trainings literally all over the country and all over the world. The integrity of the company is impeccable. Dr. Ruja is the founder. And her IQ is like Einstein. She's brilliant. She's beautiful, and she has a warm, kind heart. That she's like me. I want to help the needy people around the world who have no water, have no food, and the best way to help them is with some finance. That's the give them a nice check. So I'm excited about that. The possibilities of what we can do to help all mankind. That's what attracts me the most with this type of opportunity to be able to share information. I shared it with with Bone Crusher, former heavyweight champion of the world, the first and only person to ever win 12 rounds with Mike Tyson. That's quite impressive right there. And then he shared this opportunity with Dr. Bob. Dr. Bob shared this opportunity with Steve Schoen. And, I mean, these guys are on fire, you know. So it's fantastic. Whoever got you on this call, you're going to want to follow up with them and allow them to take you to their website, get you enrolled in this program, because it's all about education. We're learning as we go, and we're making money as we go. You know, there's they're teaching this opportunity, digital currency, at elite universities around the country, Yale, Harvard, MIT. We have four MIT professors who both, all four of them each, put in $250,000. That's $1 million. Imagine you brought that person in, and that commission is going to be real nice. So it's, the possibilities are endless, from putting on board for a, starting for free just to get in, just to check it out, from $160, something like that, all the way up to like $35, or as high as you want to take it. You're welcome to do that. I just think this is a great opportunity. You want to get in right away. Get in where you sit, okay? Learn as you go. Trust me, the person who shared this opportunity with me, I'm forever grateful. Forever grateful that he shared it with me. And I just want to do as much as I can to help as many people as we can to help change their financial future for today and for tomorrow. It's a blessing. Thank you for allowing me to have a few moments to share how I feel about this incredible company. One Coin, One Life, One Academy. It's fantastic. Welcome aboard.
Thank you, Beverly Washington. Say hello to your son, my friend as well. And you have a great night tonight. Appreciate those kind words. And, you know, I just want to say thank you also to Drew Beverly. I got a chance to meet the top income earner in the United States. He had gone over and seen Dr. Lucia, and I got a chance to talk to him on the telephone. And Beverly spots Dr. Breakthrough, Stan Harris, Dr. Stan Harris, and they agreed to come to Myrtle Beach, and they asked me to invite a few people to the meeting, and which I did. I was very busy, but I invited an old friend of mine, Dr. Bob. We call him Dr. Bob. His name is Bob Matthews. And he was riding with his friend. So at this time, I like to, my friend as well, Dr. Bob Matthews, to come online and share his testimony. And when he's done, introduce his friend. You know, this is what it's all about, folks. I mean, you know, you don't have to explain it. I mean, you know, and then, you know, you just introduce. We learned how to do this. I learned how to do this when I was in the first grade. Now, I was a little crybaby, and I talk about it in my book. I wrote a book a few years ago called Mad, and I was mad. I didn't want to go to school. But my mom and daddy made me go to school, and then when I got to school, I got whoopings. And I learned how to whoop people by getting whoopings myself. So, sometimes you can just but between those times, when I was a little bit of boy, I learned how to meet friends, and I met friends, and some of those folks are still friends of mine today, and many, many years ago. So at this time, I'd like to introduce an old friend of mine, Dr. Bob Matthews. And Dr. Bob, tell us what you think about cryptocurrency and OneCoin.
Thank you, Champ, and thank you, Beverly, for staying right behind him until he got in, because it didn't take me long. When I just saw the opportunity, I said, it's been a interesting 7 months. In 7 months, my first investment in the education part has really paid off, because teach every member about money is what it's all about. And we have seen some interesting things. We've seen splits. We've seen the coin go up in value. And all of that is going to make us richer. And it's an incredible opportunity. When you really look at it, in 7 months, my original money that I put in for the position has increased sevenfold. Now, if you look at sevenfold increase, that's tremendous. That's not like something you get from an investment in a bank or an investment in a finance situation. And I bought another position after that, and it has increased 4.5 times. So I'm on my way to getting paid, and that's what it's all about. Learn and get paid. That's what life is all about. And unfortunately, sometimes you spend a lot of energy learning about things and you don't get rewarded for it. But in one coin, everyone gets rewarded. And I just saw that it's only been like 2 weeks and the split barometer is at 88%. And so that means that a lot of people are going to get a lot of increase, and that's really good. And I don't know if Steve made it to the line, but Steve Shulin probably knows as much about OneCoin as anyone I've met and talked with, and he keeps up with it. And he looks at articles from all over the world about cryptocurrency, and we talk about that. So if you're ever down in Myrtle Beach on a Tuesday, we meet up at North Myrtle Beach right behind the Wells Fargo Bank, and you're welcome to come to our meeting. And Steve, are you on the line? Steve may not be there alone at a meeting tonight, and I talked with him, and there was a congressman from South Carolina at the meeting, and so Steve is probably trying to check him down because the congressman was giving a talk and he talked about cryptocurrency. Steve called me and he was so excited he just couldn't hardly talk. And I said, "Well, look," I said, "if that congressman is not in," I said, "go after him." And he says, "I'm going to do it, Dr. Bob." So that's all. And get that congressman to join.
Thank you very much, Dr. Bob, and I'd like for you to share with us, you know, you called me or texted me the other day, and you were very excited about some things that was happening in North Carolina. You and I both have spent a lot of time in North Carolina, and it has something to do with the governor and the state of North Carolina. So if you would share that with us, that was a powerful testimony, and that's a powerful thing to know and understand.
It was because several states now have begun to look at the blockchain technology, and of course, blockchain that our opportunity is based on was developed by Dr. Rudig, and it is of great power, and so other people are going to be looking at this. And in fact, this is OneCoin has become one of the absolute great coins now in the European Union. And when I found an article, I search every day on the internet, see if I can find anything new about cryptocurrency. And lo and behold, my native state came up and it said that the governor had approved for the licensure of the cryptocurrency in North Carolina. Now, what they're looking for in states is to find a way that is easier and it facilitates to make people that are on welfare to pay them, so when they go to a to buy something, then they can buy it with the cryptocurrency and with the coins. And so hopefully we'll be able to get in on the run with that. And Governor McCrory, he was one of the first governors to license cryptocurrency for use my native state of North Carolina. Other states are giving credence to it, and people will be able to use it to probably to pay their mortgages and to buy things at the store and to pay for educational their children. And this is the wave of the future, the cryptocurrency. And one coin is the leader in the whole the vision that Dr. Ruja had when she first set up the blockchain and this opportunity and set it up so that people could join, become a member, and get educational training. She foresaw all these things that these states and that merchants are going to be able to do. So, yes, Champ, that was a great, great thing that really excited me because, you know, that's hitting right near to home, and I have some friends that are in the legislature up in North Carolina. So as soon as I can get up there and talk to them, we'll have some people in North Carolina that will be more educated about one coin. And I'll turn it back to you.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Bob. And as we're out and about and we're trying to share this great opportunity, you know, a lot of people say, well, that's it sounds like, you know, it's too good to be true. I mean, it is, but, and I want to say to that, it is good. And it is true. You know, governors and politicians, you know, one of the things that they really try to protect is their name. And they would not, and Bone Crusher, you know, I try to protect my name as well. I would not, and they would not, attach their name to something that wasn't good. And so, you know, it's just, that's just the way it is. And I'm just excited to have you part of the team and other folks as part of the team. And at this time, a person that that's really fired up about it, about cryptocurrency and OneCoin, he called me a couple times today, and he texted me, and he is excited. He's hosting this call. He hosts every Friday night, and he's got a big meeting coming up, and I'm going to figure out a way to get down there. I was thinking it was on the 30th, but he told me today was the 29th. If it's the 29th, I'm going to try to come. Just give us an update, if you don't mind. Pastor Nathan Hill, you had a chance to come up to Myrtle Beach a couple weeks ago, and it was great to see you and your wife. And yeah, I believe you're excited. I know you're excited. Why don't you just kind of let people know where you're calling from and step on up and tell us what you think about cryptocurrency and OneCoin.
Oh, I'm just excited about cryptocurrency now. I mean, after what happened in the last 2 weeks and watching that needle went from 44 to 72, and now from 72 to 88, I'm just, oh, man. I just couldn't believe it. When I first got in, it just stayed on 72 for 3 weeks, and now all of a sudden it's about to split by Sunday. Oh, man, I'm excited. But I'm excited about the people now that are in Orangeburg about to sign up and become part of the company. We're trying to build a great team in Orangeburg. We got a meeting scheduled. I think it's on, I'm saying it's on the 30th. But we're going to see and work this thing out where we can get the Bone Crusher down here to get with some people and get us motivated some more. I'm excited. I'm just excited. I just don't, I was talking to somebody today, and I told him, "Listen, we gonna have a nut." I said, "No, I want my split now. I want my split now. I'm just, I need my money now. I don't need." Yes, everybody, I'm talking. Orangeburg is excited. I think we're gonna have a great team coming out of Orangeburg in the next couple weeks. Thank you for inviting me down for Father's Day. I had a great time at the golf course and looking forward for the next one.
Fantastic. Appreciate you. It's always great to see you and great to hear from you. And we appreciate you. And any time that I can come down and Orangeburg, you know, I love to come down there, and I've been down there a couple times, and we had a great time, and I look forward to coming back. But anyway, do you see any other numbers out there that
I see a couple numbers. I was getting so many static, and someone wouldn't mute the phone, so I was going to mute some people. I'm going to send everybody back live now, and I was going to send Beverly back live, but I don't think it was her. I got an 803 number, and I got a 717 number, and I got a 91. Everybody is live. But if you make
it's
noise,
Dr.
You...
Breakthrough.
Oh,
hey,
Dr. God.
Breakthrough.
Oh,
wow.
You,
you know, we need Dr. Breakthrough to get on the call and share testimony. I want to again thank you for Dr. Breakthrough for being on the call tonight. And you were the one of the people that I was talking about a while ago. You and Maurice Katz. You guys came to Myrtle Beach back a few months ago. And we were first was thinking about joining and getting going. And you stepped up to the plate and you volunteered. You and Maurice came and you all enlightened us. What was happening with cryptocurrency. So I'd like for you to just step up and share your story and just tell them what you want to say. It's always great to hear from you.
Hey, well, thank you. It's a privilege and a pleasure, a treat and a treasure, a joy beyond measure to be on this call. And, folks, I just want you to know this thing called cryptocurrency or digital currency. I've got a friend named Shanna. When she was introduced to it by her friend Carl, she said, "Carl, I can't even spell cryptocurrency, but I trust you." So she got involved a little over a year ago, and today she has over $1 million in net worth. Folks, this thing is better experienced than explained. But in a nutshell, it's going to help you to take your slow-moving turtle money and turn it into fast-moving, reproducing jackrabbit money. This is going to take you from being the working poor to the non-working rich. The working poor, at the end of the month, they have more month left than money. And the poor people, they've been hurt so much, they look at everything and they think that they're victims and they think they can't change their situation. That's the working poor. But the non-working rich, R-I-C-H, raking in cash happily. The non-working rich are people that put together strategies and systems like what we're talking about tonight to where literally your money starts making money even while you sleep. Warren Buffett said it best, "You will work until you die, unless you learn to make money in your sleep." I'm involved in several different things. I've done several things in my life. And usually you're successful because of one or two things. You're either successful if you're at the right place, if you're at the right time, you know, if you take the right action. Or you're successful because, you know, because you're a leader or because you have good speaking skills or because you have good leadership skills. But this is the only business concept I know where you can be successful in spite of. In other words, I've got a 93-year-old lady on the team that's making money. Why? Because she bought her educational package and received her free tokens that then became coins, and then there's another bonus, the coins appreciate. These coins have been appreciated at the rate of 16% per month over the last year and 6 months. My buddy Steve Stuckey, I was just on the phone with earlier, when he bought his educational package, which, by the way, it's also a tax deduction because it's an educational package. It was 40 cents a coin. Today it's over $7 a coin, and it's projected. Now, there's no guarantees. You always take a risk, but we want to take a calculated risk. And thus far, the calculations are out of 2.1 million people in 214 countries spanning six continents, not one single person has lost a dime. Every single person has produced a profit. So, like Deuteronomy says, that there be no poor left among you. I believe this is powerful. So, at any rate, this is what I call an in spite of business. So, even if you fail, by the way, I tell people, you still win. W-I-N, wealth increasing nicely. So, folks, Bill Gates said the future of money is digital currency. Let me say it again. Bill Gates, the guy who quit college so he could go on and become a multi-billionaire, said the future of money is digital currency. Now, there's a guy named Wayne Gretzky who goes down as being the greatest in hockey. They said, Wayne, what is your secret? He said, well, it's what my dad Walter taught me, and he taught me, son, don't go where the puck is. Go where the puck is going. He said at first, he said, Dad, well, how will I know where the puck is going? He said, son, the guy with the puck is not going to keep the puck. His goal is to either get it to someone else or to get it in the goal. So you got to try to figure out where the puck is going and get there. And Wayne said at first it was hard. At first it was difficult. And at first he felt so out of place and he misjudged several times. But then he started catching on. And then when he retired in 1999, 60 of his records have never even been touched yet. And he said it's all because of what his dad taught him, go where the puck is going. Folks, if you want to go down as being a great one financially, you can't go where the money is. You can't go where the money's been. You've got to go where the money is going. And the money is going the way of digital currency. Your phone is now digital. Television is digital. Our car key, everything is going digital. Why wouldn't your money go digital? Digital money is an easier, faster, more reliable way of doing business. There was something called Bitcoin that launched in 2008 at 10 cents a coin. They all said it's a Ponzi scheme, it's a scam, the government will shut it down. But by 2013, it was worth over $1,200 a coin. Now, Dr. Ruja, our CEO, says she believes this will hit $120 a coin within the next couple years. That's just 10% of what Bitcoin did. And by the way, Bitcoin only had 250,000 members. We now have 2.1 million. And the same lady that predicts this is very conservative. Guess what? She said we'd have 50,000 members by December. We ended up with over 1 million, and now we have over 2.1 million. So, folks, get back to whoever invited you. This is definitely worth your investigating. I'll leave you with this story. A friend of mine I was with the other day. He said, man, he said, a buddy of mine, this is back in the 60s now. He said a buddy of mine was drilling for oil, and he ran out, and he called. He said, man, I need $500. If you give me $500, I'll make you a 50-50 partner in my oil business. But I believe I'm just about to strike oil, but I ran out of money. And he said, the guy said, well, you know, I'm not interested in that, but I got a cousin that likes stuff like that. He'll probably do it. So he connected this guy to his cousin. His cousin gave him the money. He made him 50% owner for $500. And the next day, they hit oil. And at that rate, they were making $60,000 a day. Folks, the man that turned him down was hurting. One day you're going to either say, thank God I did get involved like Bonecrusher. Thank God I did get involved like Pastor John Hill. Thank God I did get involved. Or you're going to say, would God I had. Hey, it's the start that stops most people. Don't let the start stop you. Get back to whoever invited you and get started now. Thank you, Bonecrusher.
Thank you very much, Dr. Stan. It's always great to hear from you, and you are an educational package, and it's always great to hear from an educational package. You're a great guy, pastor, minister in the ministry out in Dallas, Texas, you know, you guys have y'all been on TV a whole lot this past week or so, but we want to thank God that everything is all right out there now, and we appreciate you, and always great to hear from you. Pastor Nathan Hill, do we have any other numbers out there we might recognize?
Yeah, the 803 got a question.
Okay.
803?
I'm going to ask this question. But this is Josie Lewis from Orangeburg, South Carolina. The guy I see, he always talk about, which is a great testimony, about how he was able to make $15,000 a week. You know, I just want to understand as far as what was his step in making him $15,000 a week? Did he buy a bigger package, or he just went around just doing the repetition, going around sharing the the great news about cryptocurrency with each and everybody.
I can answer that question.
Okay.
Yes, Steve, who I was just on the phone with, by the way, his best week was $16,000. Steve, by the way, made that in 1 week, and he's never even been to college. He's just a high school graduate, and he's been working 50 hours a week at his job, but he makes more in a month with this, so now he's going to quit his job because he makes more in a month than he makes the entire year. So he just started building a team, and here's what I say in a nutshell. Here's what he followed. He followed a system of introducing people to this concept. So here's the way I put it. You got to get as many coins as you can, as fast as you can, at the lowest rate that you can, and then empower other people to do the same. And that's what Steve did. So he bought packages. He kept upgrading. Matter of fact, he has several positions. And then as he made money, he started upgrading those different positions. But as he just started sharing it with a lot of people, and those people got involved, and then they started sharing with other people, and it just started growing a team, and now he's got a team of about 4,000 people,
which
is not a real big team, but with that size team, he's making that kind of money. Now, the number one guy in the company is making $4 million a month. His name is Yuha, and again, we always say there are no guarantees. You know, you're results may vary based on your work ethic, but this guy, Yuha, started a year and 6 months ago, and he just went to work like crazy, but he's got people in China and Japan and Thailand all over the world, and just building a team. And the way you build a team is simple. Point to the system. You don't have to know all the answers. We do two live calls every Tuesday and Thursday. We do a call on Sunday, a Kingdompreneur Bible Success call. There's a webinar every Tuesday and Thursday. But if you can get people to the calls, and let me give you a sizzle call number that a person can call 24-7 that will help get them in the business. So you can call this 24-7, and Steve just gave people this number and got them calling the number. And the number is 518-777-0073. That's 518-777-0073. So he just gave that number out to a lot of people. Sometimes he three-wayed them in on that call. At the end of the call, it tells you to go to a website, onesavvybusiness.com. And then he would just call them and say, are you ready to get started? And sometimes, like even today, he put a couple people on the phone with me that were ready to get started. So he had a simple system. Give them the sizzle call number, 518-777-0073. And then that takes them to the website. And then you follow up, see if they have any questions.
Okay,
and he just
thank you.
Doing it. Okay?
All right. Yes. Praise God.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. And,
my pleasure.
We appreciate you, and we welcome you on the call anytime. And I want to say a little add to that. You know, you look around and see some of the smartest people that you can see, and a lot of times they just surround themselves with smart people, good people, wise people, smart people surround themselves, and they get around smart people. They listen and learn from smart people, and they go down in history as a great person because they were smart enough to get themselves around smart people, successful people. And so I want to kind of close out the call tonight and just encourage, just encourage yourself to be around smart people. I want to thank the people that I have surrounded myself around, and they're smart, and they bring a lot of great things to the table. And they have some great information. So we do this every Friday night at 10 o'clock p.m. Eastern. And we just want to welcome and invite some smart people. Just go out this week and just starting today or starting tomorrow, make a list of the people that you think are smart and just invite them to the call for next Friday night. If nothing else said,
We got one more, Pastor.
Nathan Hill. All right. Thank you very much. Okay, bring him on board.
Line 19. Is that Dr. Breakthrough? Dr. Breakthrough?
No, I'm 717.
I thought you said, okay, we got 919. Would you like to say anything? You lie. that must have just someone called in there.
Yeah.
You don't want to say. You don't want to say anything.
All right. Well, maybe. You know, that's fine. Again, get back with the person that invited you to this call and get your question asked, and let's get started.
And we'll see you guys.
Huh? You all have a good night. Have a good night.
Good night. God bless you. Bye-bye.
God bless you now.
Good night, everybody. God bless you.
I just sent him a text. See, I told Jillian, and she get the